with great pleasure. We now welcome to the program Jack Lamb. Jack, good evening. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Mate, you've got another game tomorrow. How have you found this quick turnaround? I mean, you guys have just been unluckily punished due to COVID this year, and it hasn't been easy.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy. Truthfully honest, but look, our boys have been in good spirits, and we just keep chucking on, eh?
Talofalofa, Jack. Allah here, mate. Hey, so thank you so much for coming on, brother. Looking at you, impressive. Obviously, you're one of the most experienced guys within this group. How's it been working alongside? Obviously, there's a strong, loose trio that you're working with. How's it been to really, spread the experience that you have across those young boys like the Tupulotas, Funaki, and the rest of the boys that's been in the loose forward trio this year?
Yeah, look, I haven't had to do too much, really. I guess I put my best foot forward, and then hopefully the boys just sort of, learn something off me, or vice versa. I'm still learning off them as well. But, as you can see, our loose forward trio has probably been one of our strengths this year. We've got the likes of Alamanda leading the way as well, with Solmone, Funaki, and Shione now starting to really, hit their strides. But look, for me, it's just been awesome just to,
Oh, that's fantastic. Jack.
Those boys.
Yeah. So tomorrow, obviously going into the force, tomorrow another storm week. How are the boys prepping up, and where are you guys probably looking to really attack this force side tomorrow?
Look, we've named a pretty young, exciting team, along with, some still experienced guys like myself and Henry and Eddie Atara. So we're just going to play our style, our brand of rugby, our Moana brand, as you would have seen in the second half when we came out on the weekend. And, that looks more like our sort of rugby, our brand, how we want to play against the Reds. So hopefully we can produce something similar on tomorrow night. So looking forward to it.
How much input do the players have with the coaching staff in regards to the type of rugby you do want to play?
Oh, look, we've got so much experience in our team with, the likes of Christian and Scorpio, and it goes hand in hand, with the coaching staff. A lot of it gets brought across and it goes back and forth, which has been good. It's worked really well. With the coaching staff as well, so they're really accepted as well, like with our sort of ideas and then vice versa. So it works really well for our team. So,
Hey, Jack, I was reading through your bio, mate, and interesting enough, I come through that you're a midfielder, but not only just that, for the Aussie Schoolboys, mate, 2004 and 5.
Yeah. And
how did that become to be in the Aussie Schools, mate?
Like probably most poly boys there, start off nice, quick, agile, fast, and then just slowly start building, going sideways. I just put on a bit too much really quick, and then sort of started to lose my way in the forwards there. I think I like myself just getting a lot more involved. So then, I made the move into the forwards. And looking back now, I wouldn't change anything, actually.
Nice, Jack.
Hey, what surprised you individually the most about Super Rugby week in, week out?
The skill levels really picked up, obviously, since the last time I played. 8 years ago, the game's changed a lot. I guess the players now are a lot more physically in tune with their bodies. Like, everyone's really professional in the way they look after their bodies. Boys are actually able to go week in, week out at a higher level, as opposed to, a long time ago, we would probably just roll out, bash the body, and then, probably roll in the next team. So, that's probably one thing I've probably noticed.
Nice, Jack. With the boys, with the squad that that you've got and the season you've had to date, are there any other are there key standouts for you, Jack, as you start to really build this minor team going forward?
Yeah, look, our midfield have been really impressive for us, as well as our drivers, you know, our nines and tens. Lincoln Clutchy, obviously, behind Christian there a bit, but his work off the field's gone and leaps and bounds, and our Ellis trio again. I guess those around the mid, our mid, in the midfield end as well as the back row, I think are some of our real strengths, but not to take away from our front rowers and our outsides, man, it's just exciting, really. These guys are only, first year pros, and they're just scratching the surface of what they can really become. So it's really exciting for an old guy.
Hey, not that old, my bro. But look, I totally agree with you, mate. I'm quite excited by those players that you've mentioned as well, and obviously got a great future ahead. So in terms of as we go forward to next season, what are probably some things that you'd like to see be added into the group as you go forth into the next seasons?
I guess I wouldn't say added. I'd just like to, see their growth, like I said, like these guys, a lot of these guys, I'd say probably 80% of our team are just first-year pros. They're still learning, what they have to eat, what time they have to sleep, and if you take those things away and it's just becomes second nature to them, they're just rolling up to the game and just producing, those performances, for 80 minutes week in, week out. And then, we're not seeing, lapses in our concentration in the games, and then maybe some of those games that, we're losing by a try or penalty, we're actually winning, Some of those games we've spoken about as a team as well, the ones that got away. So And there was a lot of them, which is quite exciting for the first year team, just sort of building our foundations. So
great points.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, well, Jack, look, all the very best tomorrow against the Western Force. And again, all the best for the weekend coming as well up against a very good Brumbies team. Lovely to have you on the program.
Awesome. Thank you for having me on there.
Malo lava, Jack. Thank you so much, brother.
Malo. Enjoy the night. Thank you.